You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Today is the one-year anniversary of Anthony Kornheiser hosting the show from his attic. You comfortable working from home now, Tony?
I'm Frank Isola. He's set to go on without him. He's taking a bubble bath.
What right a downstairs. Fraud. What a fraud. Does he even have a bathtub and his rubber ducky up there in that attic? We just call for an investigation.
I'll tell him to keep it down. He's making a mess up here.
Welcome to PTI. Kornheiser's taking the day off, as you can see. But I'm pleased to be joined by our dear friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
Wow, they still like me in D.C.
We still like you for now.
Good to hear.
We start today with a long weekend full of upsets in the NCAA tournament. My favorite, one seed Illinois, went out to Loyola Sunday. In all, 8 of the 9 Big Ten teams are gone. Poof, get out. And there were 12 major upsets in all. Frank, what does this March Madness say to you?
Don't feel so bad. I had Illinois in the finals, so that's killing me as well. The simple answer is, I think what the NCAA has done here, it's leveled the playing field when you have a bubble. The years of Duke, UNC playing in Greensboro, Kentucky going to Nashville, Villanova, Syracuse in New York, Kansas and Kansas City, we didn't get that this year. So I think that factors into it. Just like, Michael, the NBA bubble was the same thing. No travel. You don't have fans. So younger players, maybe they're not going to be that intimidated. So I think that certainly is a factor. The other part of it, maybe we just overrated some of these teams.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a note from Tony to remind you that you said that the Big Ten not only might have been the best conference this year, the best basketball conference
best
ever.
Best it has ever been.
And they got
Tony
one
me.
Left.
But, Frank, the first thing you mentioned is really, let me give you applause for that. I had not thought of that at all, and it just rings true. I'm going to mention a couple other things. When you don't have non-conference games, all you're doing is assessing these teams against one another in their own little culture. And that clearly did not work. I'll mention this as well. Yes, we overrated the Big Ten probably, but maybe not in this way. If those teams were all really good for a two-month period and all they're doing is beating up on each other, they wore each other out, one another, and that could have hurt their performance postseason. And I'll mention one other thing which speaks to your evening of the playing field. Frank, look at these schools that now get 3 or 4 guards, right? And they hound you. They play great, inline-to-inline defense. They can shoot the three. They can handle the ball. You don't have to have what the great Al McGuire used to call the aircraft carrier. Sometimes it works against some of these teams that have big guys who are versatile and can don't have to wait for the post to be fed. They can initiate offense. They can play enough position defense. They don't get killed in pick and roll. And it's sort of a copy of the NBA. At least at the root of it. And you look at all of that, and it takes its toll on some of these teams that allegedly have more talent. Maybe they do,
and
maybe
also
they don't.
You know, the three-point line, I know that they've moved it back. They should move it back to the international line. And now everyone is a three-point shooting team, so all it takes is a couple of guys to knock down shots early on in the game. Maybe you're feeling a little bit of pressure. One thing about the Big Ten, though, Mike, not only did they lose, how about some of these teams? Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, Wisconsin was another one, lost by double digits. You had Ohio State losing to a 15 seed. So it wasn't like they all lost close games. They were getting blown out in some of these games. They went 7-8 in those games that they played.
And some of the teams they lost who may have been misseeded, like Loyola Chicago, which is the committee hosed them, and Loyola made it work anyway because they should have been a top 12 team. They're not an 8 seed. That's just wrong. And they did it for a television matchup, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves. But
And always remember, Mike, the Miami Heat were a 5 seed. They made it to a finals. Denver, with 3 seed, beat number 2, the Clippers. So, and that
controlled
was the same
environment.
Thing, a bubble.
Controlled environment.
All right. Of course, Gonzaga rolled through its first two games. The overall number one seed beat Oklahoma by 16 yesterday and is now just 4 wins from the first perfect season since Indiana's in 1976. Next up, Creighton on Sunday. Mike, after everything you've seen, do you now make Gonzaga the prohibitive favorite?
No. They're great.
Really?
They look like a great college basketball team, and they're undefeated, which speaks to that yep. point. But to make them a prohibitive favorite, that says I've got to say, oh, they're a lock to beat Baylor. They're not a lock to beat Baylor. I'm just picking Baylor. There are other teams left that they can beat. But let me just zero in on Baylor. I mean, Baylor's at least as athletic as Gonzaga, maybe a touch more. I mean, the style of play is not going to bother Baylor. They can play any style, but they're happy to play up-tempo on Gonzaga. It seems like that would just be a heavyweight match. But it's a match. It's not a rollover like, what, Baylor's just going to say, I'm sorry, we can't handle Gonzaga. I don't believe that at all, Frank. I do now that I've seen more of Gonzaga. I do believe they could have punched Illinois even if they were still yeah. in this. You know, they could have done this to Ohio State even if they were still in this. I'm talking about 1 and 2 seeds now. But I don't think they can do that to Baylor. I think that's a match, and I think it could go either way.
I'll tell you what. You watch them play, though. That is a fun team, number
they
one.
They are. They're terrific.
And we've seen it before, Michael. Kentucky had the great team with Karl Anthony Towns. They never even made it to the final. They ended up losing to Wisconsin. UNLV had a great undefeated team. So it's very difficult to do. The only thing I would say about this team, they've won 25 straight games by double digits. And that includes coming back against BYU in their conference tournament when they were down 14.
Yeah, but so that's what worries me, though, Frank. Remember that UNLV team with Larry Johnson and Stacey Augmon yep. and you know, Greg Anthony. That team killed everybody until they just had one semi-off night against another great team, right?
I get it. But, you know, yesterday against Oklahoma gets out to a lead. The kid Austin Reeves is making shots. They don't panic, Gonzaga.
They don't.
They had their lowest shooting percentage of the season, and they still won going away. Out of all the teams left in the tournament, they have the highest ceiling. They really do.
All right, we're going to move to two major injuries having impact in the NBA right now. LeBron is out indefinitely after suffering a high right ankle sprain, and LaMelo Ball is expected to miss the rest of the regular season with a fractured right wrist. Frank, your thoughts on what these injuries do to the Lakers and the Hornets?
Well, let's give the Hornets a lot of credit. Everybody laughed at them for the Gordon Hayward move that they made. He's turned out. And LaMelo Ball
terrific.
Was going to be rookie of
been
the year
terrific.
Before.
No question.
And this is what I like about it. You want to throw out every stat you can. They were winning with LaMelo Ball. So when you're a rookie and your team is winning with you, that tells me a lot. As for LeBron, you know, he missed 17 games a couple of years ago with that groin injury. They didn't make the playoffs. They're going to be a playoff team. Here would be my thing, Michael. Are you going to tell me that LeBron and Anthony Davis will be ready for game one of the playoffs? If you tell me that, I still think they'll get to a final. Whether or not they can win, that's another story. But that injury is dangerous because we've seen it before. You get that ankle injury, you come back from it, all it takes is one little knock, and the next thing you know, you're limping around the court again. So I'm a little concerned about LeBron and the Lakers.
Frank, you and I have been covering the NBA for a long time. How many teams have injuries midseason and they go, we'll be all right as long as we get to the playoffs?
Right.
No. No, and I look, if they're healthy for the playoffs, Anthony Davis and LeBron, okay. But when you have these kinds of injuries, they don't have just a nick, and therefore they should miss a game or two. By the way, I admire the hell out of LeBron. Again, I'm saying this because he's there. He's on that bench.
Yep.
You can tell he's working. He wants to come back sooner than later. I don't know how you govern that. I don't know who goes to LeBron and says, big fella, I know you want to come back. I love this. But no, we got to give you more time and sit you out. We can't let you play because we need you later. I don't know how you govern that because LeBron doesn't want to be out. Anthony Davis, I'm sure, doesn't want to be out either. But let's go back to Charlotte for a second. They're one of those exciting teams, Frank. I had taken to watching Charlotte every game. And LaMelo Ball, who I was just sort of like keeping at arm's distance during the draft and right after the draft, that kid is rookie of the year plus.
Big-time athlete. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Big-time athlete. I mean, you can just see the growth, the evolution during his, you know, rookie season. And so now I don't know if they can get to the playoffs. I thought Charlotte could finish as high as 4th in the East, but not without LaMelo Ball. I know they beat San Antonio last night, but I don't know how long you can just count on that. But these two are significant developments right now. They're being overshadowed because of March Madness. I understand that. But LeBron not being there and depending on that injury and whether he tweaks it, how much he can be him, his full self when he comes back, all these things are up for discussion.
And I also think, how much does he want to win MVP? Because I think he is old school. I think he wants to win MVP and he wants to win NBA championship. God forbid he wants to accomplish both of those things.
Yeah.
How long would he be out for before he kind of knocks himself out? So I think there's going to be a point where he says, you know what? I've been out too long. Let me just get ready for the playoffs. Because right now you have Embiid is out. And now you have LeBron out. So Jokic, Damian Lillard, even James Harden, Giannis Antetokounmpo, they're all now in that what we love to call the MVP conversation, maybe ahead of Embiid and LeBron, depending on how long he wants to be out.
It's a big conversation right now, too. Let's take a break. So coming up, if Kyle Lowry leaves Toronto, should he really prefer the Heat to the Sixers?
And get ready for this one. Did the refs hose Troy by failing to call a crucial over and back against huge favorite Texas A&M?
That wasn't even the biggest hosing they got. They got hosed twice. It's an embarrassment what they did to that team.
College refs, they love that block charge call. They love it.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time to find out what's on the minds of the magnificent people who watch this show. Take note, Tony. It's mail time. Let's see what we got, Frank. Would getting traded to the 76ers or the Heat give Kyle Lowry a better chance at a title?
Oh, you better believe it. And I'll tell you what, if I'm either one of those teams, how would you not want Kyle Lowry? The guy's a winner. He's tough. He brings leadership. Forget about Miami and the Sixers. I would think the Clippers, the Lakers would be interesting. Kyle Lowry knows how to win. He'll be flopping all over the court. He knows how to inspire his teammates. I had heard as recently as an hour ago about a 50-50 chance that something could happen with Kyle Lowry.
Well, Frank, when I heard Sixers in Miami, of course, that makes sense. You know, those organizations, you look at the people who are running those things, they know, you know, Pat Riley, Daryl Morey, the coaches involved, Spo and Doc, they know what's at stake and they know who can help them get there. But then I'm thinking, wait a minute, the team that could use Kyle Lowry the most, in my opinion, is the Clippers.
Yeah.
The Clippers, what were they missing? Part of what they were missing last year was that guy who could organize that team at both ends, run the team,
be the
floor general, a leader. Kyle Lowry fits that bill. I haven't heard the Clippers' name as much as we've heard the others, but it seems to me that, yes, wherever he goes, and by the way, it would seem that Kyle would be okay wherever he gets traded because he wouldn't go any place that's not a serious contender.
Of course not.
You rent him for a couple of months, he sees how far he can get, maybe back to the winner's circle, and then he's a free agent. He can do what he wants. Seems like the best of all worlds for Kyle Lowry.
But by the way, they're 9 games under 500, Toronto is right now. And when you trade a guy like Kyle Lowry, it's not just about Toronto. He is a national hero up there. They're going to build a statue of Kyle Lowry in front of the building in Toronto. So to get rid of him, that is a big decision for him and the organization.
It's a hard goodbye, and you better get a haul, but I suspect the side would do that. Last one. Did Troy get hosed out of a huge upset over Texas A&M in the NCAA women's basketball tournament?
All right. The head coach is really upset about the backcourt play here. Now, the rule is that you need to control the ball first. So you tell me, Mike, does she really have control? Maybe right,
right there.
That's a tough one. I understand. If you're the underdog and this is happening, that would be me on the sideline. I'd be losing my mind.
The deflection,
no. I think on the dribble, she does have control.
Okay, that's the second most egregiously blown call in this sequence for that team. Troy got hosed even more on a block charge call. And this is, I mean, come on. The defender is not in any position. Entire body moving. I mean, running almost on a treadmill, and they call that a charge?
That's an and one, Frank.
To put them up one.
That's right. The basket would have tied the game. They go to the free throw line to take the lead. How do you call that there?
You can't make that call. I mean, it's ridiculous. And listen, it's been tough. The women's basketball teams, all of them, not just Troy, have had to endure so much garbage, starting with this entire weight room fiasco, as if the NCAA was waiting on its stimulus check in order to send some real equipment down to the San Antonio area. That's absurd. The food, the whole thing, when I hear about this and I've heard about it, Frank, that call, that looked like something sinister, that block charge call. I know you say refs always in college want to make the charge call.
That was embarrassing. They love it. And Mike, you're asking Troy, you need to play your best to upset
Texas
A&M.
And they do it.
They're bringing their best, and the referees in that
moment didn't bring their best.
Thank you.
That was like a D-plus. Those two caught. Man, thanks for your
emails. That's a tough one.
Let's take one last break. There's still to come. Marcus Mariota returns to the Raiders. But should he be happy about that?
And Mike and I will share some thoughts on the life and career of the late, great Elgin Baylor.
Man, losing another Hall of Famer, Hall of Fame player and person too soon.
Legend,
icon, absolutely.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 48th birthday, Jason Kidd. It's taken way too long to properly appreciate the distinguished career of Kidd. The 10-time All-Star, 5-time first team member, 9-time all-defensive team member, 2011 champ with the Mavericks, 2-time Olympic gold medalist, and Naismith Basketball Hall of Famer. Kidd trails only one man, John Stockton, for most assists all time, which means he's ahead of Magic, Chris Paul, Oscar, Steve Nash, Mark Jackson, Isaiah, Gary Payton, and LeBron. He led the Nets to the finals, the Nets, in back-to-back years for crying out loud. One season when the entire NBA compiled a total of 18 triple-doubles, Kidd had 7 of them. And the Suns, where he was playing then, won all 7 of those games. The phrase brilliant basketball mind is used way too much and not often enough about J. Kidd.
I loved watching the guy play. You know, that season, 2001-2002, I thought he should have been MVP. He finished second behind Tim Duncan. 57 first place votes for Duncan, 45 for Kidd. By the way, when Kidd went into the Hall of Fame, he went in with the guy that traded for him, Rod Thorne. It seemed appropriate.
I know, how about that? Happy anniversary, North Carolina State. On this day, 47 years ago, the Wolfpack ended what is now unthinkable. UCLA's streak of 7 consecutive national championships. It took double overtime for a team led by the great young Skywalker David Thompson, and it avenged NC State's only loss to those same Bruins in the 29-1 season. UCLA had won 39 consecutive NCAA tournament games dating back 11 years, and Bill Walton, who had been most outstanding player of the previous 2 Final Fours, played all 50 minutes that night and finished with 29 points and 18 boards. And NC State might not have been the best team in its own conference, having narrowly beaten Maryland in overtime of the ACC tournament. This was before one and dones, the 3-point shot, use of TV replay, flagrant fouls, and even dunks being reinstated. And nothing that's going to happen this tournament was fractionally as exciting and dramatic as NC State beating John Wooden's Bruins.
You know, Mike, I attended the University of Maryland. They always talk about that game because Maryland didn't get into the tournament. No at-large bids. Also, one thing about David Thompson, there was a young guy in North Carolina watching that game. He became a David Thompson fan. When he went into the Hall of Fame, he had David Thompson present him. That's your guy, Michael Jordan.
Poster on his bedroom wall of David Scott, yep. David Thompson, absolutely. A very melancholy trail to Elgin Baylor, who died yesterday of natural causes at age 86. To some of us of a certain age, Baylor is one of the absolute all-time NBA greats and maybe the most underappreciated player ever, even though he did not win an NBA championship. Fortunately, Bill Simmons once took a deep dive into Baylor's career, and I'm going to quote what he wrote so eloquently in part, quote, "You could call him the godfather of hang time. You could point to his entrance into the league as a precise moment when basketball changed for the better. Along with Russell, Elgin turned a horizontal game into a vertical one," close quote. In 1962, Wilt scored 100 points in a game and averaged 50, and Oscar averaged a triple-double, but the most amazing thing that season may have been Baylor averaging 38 points, 19 boards, and 5 assists when he could play only on weekends, never practicing.
Amazing.
Because he was a U.S. Army reservist at the time, sleeping in a barrack in Washington. Baylor suffered a devastating knee injury and could play only 9 games in 1972 when the Lakers, led by West, Wilt, and Goodrich, won a still record 33 straight games without him, and finally an NBA championship. West tried everything in his power to convince Baylor to come back and hang on, to win it all. And if you're lucky enough to hear West tell that story, you'll almost certainly see tears in his eyes, even now, all these years later. West and anybody who knew the story of Baylor, his perseverance, and all the bigotry he overcame have long known that Baylor didn't need to earn that ring to be heroic.
You know, Michael, Elgin Baylor is ahead of my time, but obviously you cover the NBA. You know about Elgin Baylor. You used to go to Clipper games all the time. You'd see him sitting there. And this is what drives me crazy. He is an all-time player. When you start going down, well, he doesn't have a championship. Yeah, Charles Barkley doesn't have one. Stockton, Malone, Reggie Miller, Patrick Ewing. Neither does Elgin Baylor. You're going to tell me that's not an all-time great player?
All-time
great. That's a different level player
he is. No dispute.
Yep.
We're running out of show, Frank. Quickly, let's go through the big finish. The NFL reports, NFL Network reports. Marcus Mariota is going to take a pay cut, stay with the Raiders. Does that make sense?
Oh, I'm not doing that. $10.7 million to $3.5 million. Ooh, I don't know about that. The Rockets beat the Raptors, thankfully, to end their 20-game losing streak. Your thoughts?
If they can keep their spirit and keep playing this thing out, that'll be admirable. The New York Rangers now 3-1 since their coaching staff went into quarantine. Your conclusion?
Are you trying to tell me that coaching doesn't matter? I'm not buying that. Evander Holyfield says Mike Tyson turned out $25 million for that commission fight. Are you surprised?
Mike's hard lemonade. You've seen those great commercials. Last one. Suns heat tonight. Who you got, Frank?
I got your sons. By the way, no Goran Dragic. He's out for Miami. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. And now, here's Sports City. Get some of that lemonade. Tyson's great.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.